G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G- love. It's 959 Kaya Drive, on the streets, on the air, kicking off the second hour of the show. And, well, man, you already know. Somebody in the first hour asked me about the state of hip-hop in South Africa. And this is what somebody else has to say about that.
Hey, Sizwe. Hey, as Mfana, I honestly feel for abantu bamanye amajanda like abo hip hop, raga, afrobeat. Hey, South Africa bafethu it's a house nation. Hey, ake lokho sikubalekele. But ke kunabantu abashoyo be hip hop, ngiyavuma uKO. uKespa yiphi ingoma ye hip hop ayirelease? Ngoba naye sekabalekele ngale kule enye genre ngengisho ngegama.
That's funny. We even played, I don't know if we played the Casper track yet, but we're still going to. And he raps on that track.
When on KO, Nabangani, or you just love his music?
Yeah, I mean, I'm friends with the guy, and I do like his music. I'm friends with pretty much all the guys that do hip-hop. And majority of them were even discovered on our show. So I do have a personal relationship with pretty much all of them.
Hi, C's and the team. He's speaking to Patricia here. Please, please, please make my birthday and play me Ingoma Kabuhle Wamuhle. Please, thank you. Bye.
Well, happy birthday, but unfortunately the playlist has already been finalized, so we can't do that for you. But happy birthday nonetheless.
Itingu kringele program when I was in the time udlala ingoma ka riding ka Snoop Doggy Dog. Ngiphethe u DJ Spool la emotweni. Ngidrive i riding i Bolt. Ngiphethe u DJ Spool la emotweni. The time we shall go maga Snoop. Agacule, agarasu DJ's boo. Yo, it feels good to go tell the guy I have a name like Moto in the party. At the same time, Nazi Bang toilet the whole South Africa on my shoulder. Bang tatazela, tang tatazela. Great show, bro. Great show.
Thank you very much. Oh, man. Please send me that voice note so I want to send it to Smooda. Yeah, I know. Look, I think we can start off the second hour now. We've heard pretty much everything. Do you remember the crate challenge that was pretty much prevalent everywhere over the last 2 weeks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I then saw a lady taking part in the crate challenge wearing heels.
Crazy.
And I was thoroughly impressed. I've never worn heels, but it looks difficult to walk in those things. Just like whenever I see Rihanna, there's literally a video of Rihanna walking over greater channels. Do you know what greater channels are?
Mm-hmm.
What are greater channels?
Quebec. Quebec.
So in the road, whenever there's going to be like water or whatever, the drainage, they have the channels, which looks like literally greater. The greater to use the thing to grate cheese. And that's obviously to capture water and then direct it towards the drainers, right? And so she was walking over those with heels.
Dangerous.
Again, that's something that I think is very dangerous. Difficult because I think the heel could fall in between the slots, etc. and so on, right?
Happened to people in town.
Yeah, so she was doing it successfully. And then I retweeted it and one of the ladies said, no, the trick is to walk not on the back side of your heel, but to walk on your toes.
100%.
Is that what the trick is?
100%.
Then what's the point, you know, wearing the heel if you're not going to step on the heel bit?
I mean, by stepping on the toe, automatically, the heel part also gets affected, for lack of a better explanation. But it's more comfortable and makes more sense that way. Because if you're going to try and walk on the back of the heel, then you don't have balance of your own body. It's almost as if your whole weight is on the
on
actual
your toes.
Shoe.
Yeah.
So basically, you guys spend the whole day in Hamba.
That's why people don't wear heels every day.
That's why heels aren't meant for feet, actually. My doctor was telling me this the other day because I had a foot problem. And he was like, you guys are not supposed to wear those things.
Yeah.
Faster.
They're not even meant for working. I don't even understand why one would walk like from Bree Street to North in heels. You can't do that.
You're killing yourself. You're going to feel the effects later.
That sounds very, very uncomfortable. My goodness.
And also, not everybody can afford the right pair of heels. So we get cheap heels and they're not even good for your foot. That's so they'd actually hurt you. You trying to look cute, but you're hurting yourself.
Yo. So just in talking, man, the whole day, basically.
Yeah.
My goodness. Sandman. I know, like, one of these days, I remember this thing, this for charity, you once wore like a thong or whatever. I think it was like for cancer. Wow. Have you worn heels?
No, I've never worn heels. I can't find heels in a size 11, but I would try them out. They, you know, you have to big up women who actually make a heel look good, because I think we can all agree, just looking at a heel, that thing cannot be easy to walk on. Mm. And some women just glide with a heel, man. They make it look so effortless. It's like they're floating. And then, of course, there's some people who just struggle. They look like giraffes learning how to walk. Ooh. But on Bonzo's point on that, it's not great for the feet. I remember when I was still a running shoe salesman.
Yeah.
And we found that women who spend a lot of hours on heels, their Achilles tendon shrinks over time. Mm. And then they battle to like get their feet flat on the ground. So then when we sold them running shoes, we had to sell them like an instep for the heel to kind of keep the heel elevated so it doesn't put strain on the Achilles tendon. So a heel, guys, is just hard work to wear. Big ups to you if you pull it off, because when women do pull it off, it looks amazing.
Mm, it looks sexy.
That actually makes a lot of sense as well, because the Achilles tendon is always stressed, right? That's why when like, for example, you've got an injury on the Achilles, yo, that thing takes forever to heal, because literally the muscle pulls back, right? So when you're wearing heels, you obviously don't stretch it. You kind of compress it. And I can imagine, because it's a muscle, then it would shorten and shrink. So that also makes sense to me as well. Yo, I never thought about these things. Yo, you guys go through a lot, eh?
It's not that bad, man. You get used to it.
What?
You really do.
After everything we've just gone through, now you're telling me it's not that bad. Really, look what I'm wearing. I am wearing Jordans. These are the most comfortable shoes ever. I feel like I'm walking on clouds.
I imagine they are, but heels aren't that bad once you've gotten used to them.
Yeah, also because you have to maintain your posture. So you have to look straight up. You can't be slacking, like, you know, I'm just wearing sneakers. So that's why it feels like you're on your toes. Not all the time, of course, but it feels like that. You have to, like, be upright.
Okay, well, give us a shout again. Tell us about your struggle with heels. If you're a guy and you've worn heels, tell us how difficult it was. 086-00-00959. Hit us up on WhatsApp 063-688-0959.